Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Discover a healthier, happier you with Veganuary 2024. Your health isn't just small potatoes, it's a big deal. So this January, you are invited to make a change that matters by trying Veganuary's 31-Day Vegan Challenge. Switching to a plant-based diet reduces your carbon footprint and makes a positive impact for animals. Every meal is a vote for the kind of world you want to create. Ready to make a change? Sign up today at Veganuary.com. Vote for veggies.
losing, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on Tampa, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Bugging like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Just a sports coma, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like this, and I'm a who that. Just a sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports family. Shout out to the Who Dat Nation. We up in this thing. Much love to the fam. Appreciate y'all joining us for this episode of the Coma. Please feel free to hit upon the like button. Please feel free to hit the subscribe button. Please feel free to share. Share the show links on your social media feed. We up in this thing. Monday stream, a shout out to the fam. Peyton addresses coaching candidacy. So what is it looking like? This is the week here when we were supposed to see some stuff that's popping and shaking on the forefront for Sean Payton. We'll see how it all get going. So much love to the fam. Appreciate everybody for being in the stream. It's Poppy 504, Rainey, Henry Benjamin, Preston. What's up, fam? Randall, shout out to you. Gundam, shout out to you, fam. Appreciate you. Brother Eric Howard is in the building. Barbara Williams, what's up, Queen? What's popping? Muse, what's up, my baby? Shout out to Muse. Good to see you back in the chat. Much love, Queen. Long time no see. All right, much love. OG Jerry Paul is in the building. My brother KT is in the building. Shout out to you as well, sir. All right, big ups to everybody. My dog Randolph is in the building from the Keeping It Real, Who Dat Podcast. What's popping, my brother? All right, shout out to Joe Thomas. What's up, brother Joe? Shout out to you as well. Much love to the fam. Appreciate each and every last one of you for popping in on the stream. Good to see you guys. And of course, like we're saying, fam, we see a lot of what's going on. thank you, Randolph. All right, so but let's go. What's up, bro? All right, God's Appointed One, shout out to you, fam. Good to see you. What's up, Mocha? Much love, fam. Appreciate you as well. All right, Mr. Who Dat's in the building. And listen, fam, we're taking it easy going on this Sean Payton thing. It's narrowing, getting narrow. So we anticipating the next round of interviews for Sean Payton services. Denver still very much in the hunt. A lot of misinformation that was going out. We were able to see through a lot of the smoke screen. You knew it's coming down between two teams, Denver at the top, followed by the Cardinals. According to Adam Schefter, his inside knowledge says the Cardinals don't believe that Sean Payton will sign with them, or that maybe the fact that he sees Denver as a team looking to pick up Coach Payton's services. Of course, we realize, family, to really get into our season, to get things over with, Sean Payton has to, his situation has to go away either permanently or temporary, meaning that if he goes to Denver, we get our picks, we move on into the future. If he doesn't, he goes back to television. We'll wait another year before he comes back and have an opportunity to try it again. And either way, however the shoe fall or however the wind goes to push him to either direction he goes, because he talks out of both sides of his mouth, who knows? But at the end of the day, we just need to get this over with so we can focus on improving upon the team and moving forward into the season. Amen. All right. So anyway, shout out to the fam. What's up, Javier? Much love, fam. Appreciate you being in the stream. 504 Cole. Big ups to your fam. Appreciate you as well. All right. So anyway, we're going to cover that up, but play some stuff here by some of these people from Fox. We'll play some of them. We'll get into the article. We also will cover some other news notes and items for the stream. So I'm not going to try to hold you guys too long on this Monday a broadcast just enough to kind of get you in tune. So please feel free to put one in the chat if you hear this sound properly. Here we go.
Coach Payton, I mean, you were in Arizona at some point this week. You've spoken to multiple teams. If I was to text you, I would have apostrophe sup. Like, can you just tell us what's up?
Hey, Shreys, he's not a coach right now. He's an analyst.
What do you got?
I'm an analyst, and you know what? They always say, be present right where you're at. And I like
all
the
way, with us,
I
coach.
Like hashtag all the way to the left next to you guys, and I really appreciate it. No, it's been a...
What? Boy, can this guy pour it on, huh?
A busy week, a great week. We've had a chance to visit with a lot of great owners, a lot of outstanding organizations. They're obviously looking for a reboot. I think with the way the coaching hiring process has changed this year, we're seeing it play out a little longer for these clubs. And I think there's more pressure on everyone who's covering it. And I think it's a good thing because they're allowing teams to get to the right candidates. I think,
Coach, real quick, can I interrupt?
I think in the next week.
Yeah, come on, Peyton. Come on, man. You're not running for office, Mayor Peyton. Let's get it going, man.
Coach, real quick, can I interrupt?
I think in the next week we're going to know a lot more.
Coach won't help.
In the next week, but the doors are not closed yet.
No. I think there's a handful of things that still are taking place for these coaches and myself.
Okay.
Well, he's wearing an orange tie. Do what you will with that. No, I'm kidding. That's for Little Caesars. We would be lucky to have you, and any other team would be lucky to have you as well. It is going to be a massive Sunday.
All right, let's stop it right there. Okay, y'all here with old Peyton saying, boy, Peyton running for, is he running for mayor or state rep? What's going on here? Boy, and this was what Peyton was doing too when he was the press conference guy, when he was running the press conference for the Saints. He'll just run off and on, and it's just, you know, just get to it, coach. What you going to do? Now we got some stuff. And, of course, he said, no, it's not over with. So we'll see what happens in this week. Word on the street is there's supposed to be some more stuff happening with Denver. We'll see what happens here if he gets another round of interviews with them. He already is hedging his bet either way of saying whether or not he'll go back to Fox. So either way, Peyton is hedging his bets either way. So he did say that it's not over with and that there is still stuff out there. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Yeah, Mayor Peyton. Yeah, that's what it is. Mayor Peyton. Mayor Peyton, man. Boy, he running for state rep or the mayor. Boy, that dude was running all around that one, wasn't he, family? All right, anyway, let's get into the article right here from footballrumors.com. Sean Payton addresses coaching's candidacy. Only one team which entered the offseason in need of a new coach has found their next bench boss. We know about the Panthers. They got them. And really, truthfully, honestly, shout out to the Panther Nation. But you guys knew that Sean Payton wasn't going to go out to Carolina. We would have had to hit you for extra picks that you wouldn't have surrendered. So we knew realistically that wasn't a true destination for Coach Payton. Sean Payton has been contacted by three of the remaining four vacancy and was universally seen as the prize most clubs would be competing for in search for experienced, accomplished offensive coaches. Between the matter of draft compensation being required to work out with the Saints, along with the possibility he remains at Fox for one more season, though it is not guaranteed the former Super Bowl winner will be on the sidelines in 2023. You heard the coach say it's not over. With not much known about his immediate future, the 53-year-old spoke, and we just played that interview right there, and he said a bunch of stuff, but really the stuff that really we wanted to know about, it's been a busy week, a great week. We've had a chance to visit with a lot of great owners, a lot of outstanding organizations. I think the way coaching hiring process changed this year, we'll see it play out a little longer for these clubs. Payton has already met with the Texans, the Cardinals. He was expected to hold his second interview with the Broncos this past week. Remember, they kiboshed that because he had to meet with the Cardinals and the Broncos. But he said he sat down and has been put on hold. There are serious doubts regarding his chances of winding out in Mile High City. Although that's been busted to hell, Coach Payton said he had a good visit with them. He also drew interest from the Panthers. We know that. With second interview set to continue after today's press conference title games, though, searches should begin to wind down soon. And that is the word that a lot of the insiders do believe, that the head coaching situation with Sean Payton should come to a crescendo this week sometimes, and what's going on. So we'll figure out and finally get this long process of thinking over with and move on, whether he goes back to Fox or whether he gets a team, we get some picks and we move forward. Now, what's really interesting is I see a lot of bellyaching online from anti-Saints people, you know, that is making mention of the fact that two first-round draft pieces too much for Sean Payton. I've heard belly aching from within the Who Dat Nation that the Saints are asking for too much draft capital for Sean Payton, asking for two first-round draft picks. Sean Payton's not worth that. But they discount, don't look at the fact that Sean Payton, anybody can agree that Sean Payton's a better coach than John Gruden. You get two firsts for John Gruden, but you can't get two firsts for Sean Payton, a Super Bowl winning coach. That's just 59 years old. He ain't 70 or, you know, past his prime. He's still very much in the middle. So I don't understand the logic most people come with. Well, you can't get two first round draft picks for Sean Payton. Why not? Why not? Denver, the problem with Denver is not draft picks. Denver is willing to surrender the draft picks. And truthfully, to be honest with you, family, you look at what Denver's doing this year, draft, that draft pick falls at the back of the first round, right? How they got that draft pick. That's going to be a late first round pick if you do make the Denver a charge. And of course, whatever Denver has this year in the first round of next year, let's just be honest. Denver's set up to win this year. That's why they're looking at Sean Payton and saying, we just need Coach Payton to get Russell Wilson together. They are in a situation of desperation. But look at what they did. They've already went at this thing where they hire inexperienced coaches, whether they were coordinators or whatnot, and one dude was an offensive guy, another one was a defensive guy. Both of them failed. There is a new ownership group in there that bought the team, fired the coach after his first year. I think he went 4-11, fired him. They've been eyeing Sean Payton since that firing. They've been looking at him. They knew that the Saints were going to ask for two first-round picks for Sean Payton because we were saying it a year out. Everybody knows that. So the belly aching needs to really stop. It's really foolish, and people not paying attention to history because this stuff is based on what happened from the past. That's how contracts are set up. That's how all this stuff is set up. They all use a pre-existing contract that they ask for money, just like wide receivers did when Mike Thomas got broke off his money. Julio Jones then came along and said, I want what he got. I made more. I had caught more balls than he did. I need to have more than he got. That's how they do. They pocket watch each other. It's the same stuff. So I don't understand the belly aping over two first-round draft picks for Sean Payton. I don't get that. Yes, you can get, for the last freaking time, and for you anti-Saint people out there that sit up in these comment sections talking about Sean Payton is he ain't worth two first round draft picks. Well, who the hell your damn team is? Every time I ask these people the question and who your team is, they disappear out the question. They never want. They can sneak in these questions and ask, well, Sean Payton's over whatever, you know. But they never, when I ask, well, who the hell is your goddamn team? They don't say nothing. I thought so. I thought your goddamn team probably one of these bottom feeding ass teams and the Jets or somebody. I'm telling y'all off top, man, you can get two first round draft picks for Sean Payton. Now, if we don't get them this year, we'll get them next year. However the chips may fall, we're going to get these picks and we're going to move forward. We're going to get Dennis Allen from up off top of this team and we're going to get back to winning. Bottom line. All right. So anyway, with that being said, let's move on to the Arizona report. This is from Adam Schefter right here. About the Cardinals probably don't believe they'll get Sean Payton. And the ESPN insider Adam Schefter went on the McAfee show on Monday and said that the Cardinals probably don't believe they'll get Sean Payton. Why not? Why don't they believe they'll get Sean Payton? Both teams, once again, yeah, I know, Brother Jerry. Both teams to the people in the back. Both teams are willing to give up the draft capital for Sean Payton. And it got nothing to do with the money. Let's get that straight. Both teams don't have a problem with paying Sean Payton the money he's asking for. And both teams don't have a problem with surrendering the draft capital. It is what's going on, according to the insiders. It has everything to do with what kind of power dynamic Sean Payton is going to want with the general manager. That's what it's really coming down to. But they already know what the draft compensation is, and they already know what his monetary demands are. So that is not the issue. The issue is how much power does Sean Payton want? And both of these teams do have general managers in place. So what would that be? So, you know, that has to be worked out. But let's get what Adam Schefter said. In this thing, he said they don't believe they'll get Payton. When Arizona Cardinals met with Coach Payton last week, alarms were set off left and right. It appears that the total economic cost for Sean Payton draft compensation, all this on top of the idea of the amount of organizational control. See, organizational control. He seeks initially made Payton a far-fetched idea at first. The Cardinals went through a handful of interviews, name ranging from Vance Joseph to Brian Flores, rights off of Dan Quinn going back to the Cowboys, but have yet to land on a name. Their meeting with Payton last Thursday was well documented, as he spent most of the day at the facility and was spotted leaving with the owner, both for lunch and after the day concluded as well. There was some hope that Payton would soon be the franchise's first head coach under new general manager Monty Ossenfort, but things quickly returned to silent on the Payton front. Adam Schefter went on the Monday edition of the McAfee Show and said that this after the Cardinals requested to interview Cincinnati Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan and defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo early in the morning. And this is what he said. He said, so that we tell you, and I'm going to probably see if I could pull this McAfee interview up so we can hear from the horse's mouth exactly what happened. I'm going to have to see. I don't want to go through it because it's a 3-hour stream and I don't want to play the whole damn thing. So let me just read it. So that would tell you that probably don't believe that they're going to be in a position to close on Payton because they wouldn't be making other calls and reaching out to other candidates at this point in time. If that were the case, now where they wind up, I don't know. I think Brian Flores would be outstanding. I think Aaron Glenn would be outstanding. Lou Anarumo would be would make a lot of sense. They have some guys that obviously would be pretty strong there in Arizona. Many have been critical of the Saints and their high demands to relinquish Sean Payton's contract. NFL media's Ian Rappaport reported that last week that the candidates to get a second interview in Arizona could be Flores, Glenn, Evero. The Cardinals also reported interest in speaking with Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon. And on Fox Sports, we heard what Payton, I just played what Payton said. It says, I think in next week, we're going to know a lot more. There are a handful of things that are still taking place for these coaches and myself. Payton's been favored to return to TV in 23 and potentially revisit coaching during the next cycle. Schefter's recent report suggests that Arizona doesn't think Payton will be at the helm this next season. So listen, why would the Cardinals feel like this? Let's look at it from a business standpoint. Let's look at it like this. If you own the business, right? Let's say you own a thriving business, okay? And you know the strength of your business will have incredible and, you know, credible, responsible and hardworking, honorable people, moral people, very high standing people working for your organization, right? Let's say you were looking for a person to lead your organization because another person stepped away. You have a vacancy there. As an owner of your business, you're going to do your due diligence to see if you can find the best possible person to lead that general manager position of your organization. You won't just look at one person. You'll look at as many qualified candidates as you possibly have, just in case one that you might want, because you're going to prioritize them. You're going to have the favorite one, two, three, four, five, and so on and so forth. Why? Because you know that if these same candidates that you're picking from are also being looked at by other teams that's in the same boat as you are. Two non-playoff organizations are looking, or missed playoff organizations are looking for a person to head their offense. They got decent defenses and special teams. They just need somebody to chair the offense and turn the ship around. And really, either one of these organizations would be a good fit for Sean Payton because both of them have good quarterbacks on top of the team and talent all the way around where it can turn into a scenario where it can be like the Jaguars and Doug Peterson. You can go from like a worst to first type of scenario. You can be a 9-playoff to playoff team relatively overnight. You just need a leadership in the positions where you had number four. Arizona with Cliff Kingsbury had a fracture with the quarterback, Kyler Murray, and it suffered the team. Same, if you go what happens with in Denver, similar situation. Fractures and non-belief in the quarterback, most important position. Look what happened. They were a mess. A lot of people didn't expect that to happen. I was really surprised by the Denver crap. But in the end, why I'm saying this is because most of these teams are going to line up candidates one after the other. And if one guy goes somewhere else, they'll be in line to get the next guy there. This is how this rolls. So it's not a surprise that people are lining up interviews one after the other. Now, what Sean Payton is doing is, what I just played the interview, he's hedging his bets one way or the other, just in case he don't land with either one of these teams, he can sit his ass back up on the bench with Fox, which he don't have no problem in doing that. But in the end, I really do think the Cardinals don't believe they'll get Sean Payton. Why? Because they're scared of Fox getting them? Hell no.
Hey, can I tell you a secret? The secret to getting a great shave without any nicks, cuts, or irritation isn't three or four blades, a soap strip, or a swivel head. It's just supporting the blade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just supporting the blade. Don't let it flex or bend. That's the secret to limiting shaving irritation. At Henson Shaving, we use our 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to keep the blade from moving. It's not the coolest answer, but it's the right one. To learn more and to get 100 blades for free, go to hensonshaving.com/holiday.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
It ain't got nothing to do. You think an NFL team scared of a broadcast boot or a broadcast organization? They don't think they won't get Sean Payton because of not surrendering draft capital and paying them $20 million. Like, this is a bum-ass, broke-ass team. These are multi-billion dollar organizations. These teams are worth billions of dollars. The organization of the NFL is worth billions of dollars, and they keep getting richer and richer. So they're not worrying about no bum-ass $20 million. That's pocket change to these multi-billionaire people. They'll pay you if they feel you are worth it, and obviously they feel Payton is. So the Cardinals not worried about Payton going back to Fox. Why won't they believe they'll get him? Because Denver is a serious contender. We'll see what happens in this upcoming week. But I've been seeing a lot of really weird smoke and misdirection around this whole Sean Payton thing because it's non-decisive. It's not about the draft picks, and it's not about the money he commands and all these bellyache and these broke-ass writers is doing. Like, you spending their money. You can't see it because you're broke. These people want to win, and they'll put whatever money they can in the hands of the man they think that's going to take them to the top of the heap. That's how the New Orleans Saints organization turned around, because we got tired of the penny pinching. We forced these people to open up the money they've been taking from us for years and get better players. And then you've seen it all turn around when they start paying better coaches, they start paying better scouters and all this. And you've seen it all turn around. You got to pay us a premium for the best out there. And Walmart is the richest ownership group in the NFL. You think they belly aching about $20 million and a couple of first round draft picks when the teams are built to win right now? Both of those teams are built to win right now. So stop the goddamn belly aching over first round draft picks. How dare the Saints? Well, the high demand. Were we supposed to ask for a little bit of shit? You supposed to demand the most in life, man. You supposed to demand the most. You supposed to, these belly achers out here complaining because they don't have no sense to understand you got to pay for premium. We know he's a premium. We know Denver's losing. We know Arizona's losing. We know they want him. You're going to pay the premium. And most teams that are worth something understand that, and they'll pay the premium for Sean Payton, whether it's this year or next year. So stop that goddamn belly aching over two measly ass first round draft picks when both of these damn teams are set up to win right now, and they need leadership at the most important position, at the quarterback and at the head coach level, both of which we are suspect on. So these teams, in essence, get Payton, either one of them will be better off than what the hell we'll be coming up into the next year, because we damn sure don't have no leadership at our head coaching position, and the quarterback situation is question mark city. So anyway, man, people that understand the premiums of life and paying the premiums of life, you supposed to ask for stuff more. You don't supposed to come out here with these measly ass trifling, please, sir, can I have more type offers? No, you supposed to come out and demand 2 first-round draft picks for a Super Bowl winning coach that's 59 years old that'll turn your rotten, garbage, back ass organizations around in 1 year. Bottom line. It's crazy, man. These people act like they spending their money. Speaking of money, NFL salary cap to see a significant increase in 2023. Wow. How about that? Talking about belly aching and cheap ass penny pinching ass people who act like they spending their money in essence and truth. Some of that is true, that it is some of their money, to be honest with you, because they do get it from the people. But goddamn, you act like you cutting a check. The Saints will have an NFL record salary cap figure to work with as they make the roster decisions for 2023. And NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reports that the NFL has informed teams that the 2023 salary cap will be $224.8 million per squad. The amount is a new record for the league, up from the previous record of $208.2 million per team in 2022. You had the C-19 adjustment of $182.5 million back in 21 that caused several drastic moves by the teams throughout the league. It had been the first time in NFL history that the salary cap had been lowered. From the previous year, the NFL cap was $192.2 million in 2022 and $188.2 million in 2019. Which, you know, and then, of course, what's really interesting, family, to look at it like this is the Saints and for our salary cap people. Oh, they know the salary cap people, family. That's the salary cap belly aching people. Oh, we're not going to. I read an article about the dude belly aching talking about the Saints and salary cap hell at 50 something million dollars. Family, just like this article spotlighted the fact that the C-19 year when they went backwards on the cap, did not the Saints still were able to maneuver in the way where they were able to still have a decent cap year? Thank you, Trey. Shout out to Trey, man. Appreciate you. Hit that subscribe button, Trey Ware. Shout out. Wouldn't that the case? The Saints have done, they have mastered the cap, and I'm saying this soon, family. They're going to end up probably reworking it because the Saints have figured a way to manipulate the cap in ways that most teams will start mimicking what they're doing. We know that Terry Fontenot in Atlanta comes from up under the Mickey Loomis tree, and he's going to do exactly what he was taught to do. So at the end of the day, we know that the Saints, even when the cap went backwards to 182.5 that year, the Saints still made moves, got the cap where it's supposed to be, and still was able to move forward with the C-19 year. So what makes you think that they're not going to be able to do that this year? One thing I'm not concerned about is the cap situation. There's a lot to be concerned about. Don't get me wrong. The quarterback position, the head coach position, the offensive coordinator position, you know, so on and so forth. But one thing I am not afraid of when it comes down to the Saints is how they'll fix their salary cap situation. Y'all know that. So please, the salary cap sky is falling, people. Could you please stop talking about the Saints being in salary cap hell? Because if the C-19 couldn't stop the Saints when they went back to 182.2, and now we're sitting on the record year of 224.8? My goodness, it was 208.2 last year. It's 224.8 this year. The cap won't stop the Saints. The cap will not be the reason the Saints are stopped. More than likely to be Dennis Allen, but it most certainly will not be the cap. So please, my sky is falling cap people, could you cut it out? Take a chill pill. Take some vitamin D. Pop about 7 or 9 of them if you got to. But please chill the hell out. All right, the salary cap increase is great news for the Saints. It's obviously for every franchise. New Orleans has several unrestricted free agents this offseason. Starters like Cade Nellis, Davenport, Onyemata, Andy Dalton, Shai Tuttle are all scheduled to hit free agency. Key reserves like Tonu Passanio, Kentavious Street, Deontay Hardy, Bradley Roby, P.J. Williams will be unrestricted free agents. New Orleans has several positions to address this offseason. Quarterback, defensive tackle, safety, running back, and depth at wide receiver are top priorities. The increase in cap space will make it easier to restructure the existing contracts of several stars rather than being forced to release key veterans. This is very true. Very true. It helps us out. NFL teams may apply franchise tags to pending free agents beginning on February the 21st. The start of free agency and the official beginning of the new league year is on March the 15th. So let's remember that, family, is that they can tag people on the 21st. I don't expect them to tag anybody for the Saints. Let's just be real. There's nobody worth putting a tag on in the Saints team. I'm just going to be honest with you. And also, the March the 15th is interesting. So when we talk about Mike Thomas getting released, this does help us here. It does. It helps us retain some of these guys just to see if he's healthy, what they can do. I don't know what's going to happen with Jameis Winston. It's just a lot of craziness in the Saints organization. And here is SportTrack, one of my favorite resources, showing you some of the money right there. The Saints top 51 at 282.2 versus 284.5, their numbers. Some of the calculated market values on some of their free agents. David Onyemata at $8 million a year. Andy Dalton, they got him listed as just under $7 million. That's weird. Shai Tuttle at over $6 million, and Cade Nellis over $5 million. So the Saints, we all know what the black and gold likes to do. And I think ultimately the cap will not be a situation that we in the Great Saint Think Tank or the Who Dat Nation have to worry about. So yeah, it's amazing, man. Jasper says, Q, that just like going to Lambo dealership and complaining about the I know, bro. It's just like, this is a rich game. Let's just remind ourselves when we talk about the Sean Payton stuff, and I just watch how everything goes, and I hear all of this uncertainty about Sean Payton, bro. And I'm like, family, let's decipher the bull crap, because a lot of this stuff, like when you listen to it, remember when they said the report came out and it was like, oh my goodness, Denver said they was a bad move. And I was like, hold on, stop it. Let's think for a second. None of this makes sense. And what happened? They came out to the very next day and said that, you know, well, no, that's, and Sean Payton bust saw that. Sean Payton said, that's not true. There's no truth to none of that. We had a great meeting. I'm like, well, how did they get so bad? Because that's how that corporate sabotage work and misdirection and misinformation. We live in a world of misinformation. They try to pass misinformation off like it's truth all the time. And then they put layers with it to make you think that is really true. You got to know, you got to have a ability to discern in this lying ass world, family. And that's what I got, a keen sense of picking up some BS. I really do. That's why I listen to it. I'm like, man, that don't sound right. That's some BS, family. I'm not buying none of that. Then the very next day, Peyton said, buzzsaw out all of it. Oh, that's not true. We had a great visit. So at the end of the day, we just need to apply. That's why we did the Great Saint Think Tank. We use them brain cells. We don't just use our head for a hat rack. Some of this stuff you read, you look over it, and it'd be a lot of these writers too, not our credible writers for the Who Dat Nation that do a great job, like the Saints News Wire and Canal Street Chronicles and Nick Underhill and Mike Triplett. These are professionals. NOLA.com, these guys are professionals, the majority of them anyway. But when you see some of these other guys just be talking out of their head about stuff, and like just be trying to get airtime on stuff. At least I can respect Peter King when Fleoria was asking Peter King about stuff, and Peter King told him, listen, I don't cover it like I used to. He was real. He said, I don't cover it like I used to. I can't tell you what this guy's going to do. You know, only thing I can tell you is what I know and what I feel, but I have absolutely no idea which direction it's going to go. Now, that's 100% real. He wasn't trying to sit up here and coax it and try to make it sound some kind of way or take some old information and spin it into something new. He told you exactly the truth. Listen, I don't know about that. I haven't been covering like this for years. I'm kind of in a retirement state. I'm looking at it like you guys, but I don't have no idea about such and such. And he tells, and I got to respect his mind on that, as opposed to some of these other guys will try to take it and spin it like it's something else, and it's not.
Hey, can I tell you a secret? The secret to getting a great shave without any nicks, cuts, or irritation isn't three or four blades, a soap strip, or a swivel head. It's just supporting the blade. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just supporting the blade. Don't let it flex or bend. That's the secret to limiting shaving irritation. At Henson Shaving, we use our 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to keep the blade from moving. It's not the coolest answer, but it's the right one. To learn more and to get 100 blades for free, go to hensonshaving.com/holiday.
Sometimes during Christmas, something magical happens.
Hey, Cricket customers. The Max with Ads plan is included with the Cricket $60 unlimited plan at no additional cost. And this holiday season, Max is the one to watch when you're feeling festive.
Son of a nutcracker!
Cozy up to all the holiday classics, like Elf, 8-Bit Christmas, and the Harry Potter 8 film collection. Just log in with your Cricket username and password to experience Max on all your favorite devices. Phone plan streams and standard definition programming subject to change. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
So let me just say this. This is my opinion for whatever it's worth to the Who Dat Nation based on what I gather from what I'm getting. This is what I'm getting. That Denver is the top team right there. Denver does have, it says that it books, right? The Texans looking at DeMeco Ryans lining up second interviews because the Texans are outside the pitches. They're outside the picture for whatever Sean Payton's going to do. He went and did interviews with them, but they don't fit his criteria. Arizona and Denver does. Denver is at the top of the list. Why? Because Denver is a team that wanted Sean Payton for a long time. They had his ear first before Arizona did. Arizona didn't want to let Sean Payton outside of the building. They wanted to get a deal done with Sean Payton in the building, but Sean Payton didn't want to get a deal done. He because he's smart. You got to see, and he goes back to Denver, finds out what Denver want and what kind of power he'll have, because these teams will pay his price for the draft capital. They will pay his price for the money. And the only thing is, how much power does he want inside the organization? How much power does the general manager surrender to Sean Payton? Or, you know, how is that dynamic between Coach Payton and the general manager? The same thing with, you know, and then once he does his interviews with Denver, then, of course, Arizona could say, you know what? What are they offering you? Could we do such and such? And he used them both as leverage against each other to see if he can get the best deal. That's how most people do it. And if you was trying to get hired on with two competing companies that were making the same products and they had a general manager position set up for you, would you not do the same thing to see if you can get the most out of the deal? So why is he a problem when he do it? These are people. These are people, and they're doing the smart thing. And besides, Sean Payton really enjoying this. Why? Because he's never been in a situation where he was a sought-out coach like this. The last time Sean Payton was in the hiring cycle was, 16-plus years ago when he was competing with Gary Kubiak and several other teams for head coaching position as an offensive coordinator. He's never been in this position. So, yes, he's enjoying going around talking to these different teams because he never done it before. Not as a Super Bowl sought out head coach. It's different. So we'll see how it all shifts, whether we get them draft picks this year or that we got to wait. Either way, we just need this to be settled, hopefully to get settled this week, and we can move past from all this and concentrate on the next layer of things to fall. The draft and free agency, re-signing our players, so on and so forth. You got me? No, Kyle, he did not take the job. They're supposed to be lining up stuff for this upcoming week, according to Payton. We shall see. All right, so anyway, family, with that being said, let me do a quick recap on it. Sean Payton addresses coaching candidates. We played the interview for some of the family members that missed it. Allow me, family, to play this again for those who missed this interview. This was Sean Payton said about the potential, his latest update on what's going on with the team. Here we go.
And last but not least, what are we doing here? We got an elephant in the room. Coach Payton, I mean, you were in Arizona at some point this week. You've spoken to multiple teams. If I was to text you, I would have apostrophe sup. Like, can you just tell us what's up?
Hey, Shreys, he's not a coach right now. He's an analyst.
Okay, but what do you got?
I'm an analyst, and you know what? They always say, be present right where you're at. And I like all
you're here
the way,
with us,
I like hashtag all the way to the left next to you guys, and I really appreciate it. No, it's been a busy week, a great week. We've had a chance to visit with a lot of great owners, a lot of outstanding organizations. They're obviously looking for a reboot. I think with the way the coaching hiring process has changed this year, we're seeing it play out a little longer for these clubs. And I think there's more pressure on everyone who's covering it. And I think it's a good thing because they're allowing teams to get to the right candidates. I think,
Coach, real quick, can I interrupt?
I think in the next week we're going to know a lot more.
Coach won't help.
In the next week, but the doors are not closed yet.
No. I think there's a handful of things that still are taking place for these coaches and myself.
Okay.
Well, he's wearing it.
All right, that's Coach Payton. Y'all heard it from the horse's mouth, man. Shout out to Joe Guidry, Jeremy, shout out Who Dat for Life. Travis, good to see you, man. Much love. GTA Life, much love to you, bro. JT, Pam and Whammy, what's popping? Queen, Hemisphere. Shout out to the fam, man. Kai, what's up, bro? Appreciate you. KB, what's up, Queen? What's popping? All right, brother Dwayne, shout out to you, bro. Good to see you in the chat. What's up, Tasha? Much love to the Queen and my dog, Big Sean. JL504HD, shout out to your fam. Appreciate you. Akin, much love, fam. Appreciate you. And the brother Randall, I see you, fam. Much love. But yeah, this is the latest on Sean Payton as it stands. What's up, Edward? Who that to you, brother? Good to see you in the chat as well. Yeah, so yeah, you heard him, Randolph. Randolph got it right. He says, no, door not closed. That's the main words right there on Payton. So Denver, Arizona, and Schefter. And this is with Adam Schefter. That's why I added that with this to add kind of a extra layer. The Adam Schefter, who's really one of the best insiders in the game, says the Cardinals probably don't believe they'll get Sean Payton. And I questioned, I said, well, why not? Why not? Is it the money? Is it the picks? No. Is it Fox? Hell no. Who's the only encumbrance or obstacle for the Cardinals not getting Sean Payton? It's the Broncos. The Texans don't fit his criteria. And I said Arizona is a, they're a team that could be a team that he looks at. But it's going to be between these two. But Shefty didn't say Denver doesn't believe is going to get Sean Payton. He said Arizona. Why not? Because Denver is a real possibility. Sean Payton said, no, do not close. Remember that. And couple that with this, okay? So as we walk forward. But anyway, we took a look at the NFL salary cap. Shout out to my brother Bob Rose, who dropped the scoop on this when he covered this article from Saints News Network. Shout out to my boy Bob. I'm going to have to bring him back in, get his thoughts on some stuff. So anyway, this is some of the stuff that he dropped about the NFL salary cap increase in 2023 to 224.8 from 208.2 last year. Huge increase. Biggest NFL record salary increase ever. The league making more money ever than it's made before, thanks to a lot of the betting apps and all this extra revenue that they're getting. They are making tons of money. They are swimming in the shit like Scrooge McDuck in that money bin. They swimming in it. All right. So anyway, and of course, the salary cap situation is covered by SportTrack. We showed that as well moving into it. So anyway, that's the latest on Sean Payton addressing his coaching situation. So remember, family. Let's just, try to just use our discernment ability moving forward with a lot of this. And I know this is kind of getting old in the tooth, and I know it, but this is a part of the process. We've got to get Sean Payton from out of our way, either trade him to another squad, get him out of here, or if he don't find some, sit down. But this is like the first big shoe to drop before we can really delve into and look at the draft and do all the other stuff. So it's on the way. So with that being said, listen, I appreciate y'all for stopping by in the stream. What's up, Trey? Shout out to Trey Joseph. Carlito, what's up, fam? Shout out to you. Good to see you. Eddie the Dime, much love, bro. Kyle, I see you, fam. Much love to you. Appreciate y'all. What's up, Ricky? Shout out, bro. Good to see y'all. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Feel free to share the show on your social media feed. Shout out to my family members watching on Facebook, Randy Abel, Eric Williams, and Blaze Smith. Shout out to you. Shout out to Trey Ware for smashing that subscribe button as well. And we're going to holler at y'all. Y'all check out the Pro Shop link in the description section below. I'm going to pop up and talk to my family members on Patreon tomorrow, Patreon Tuesday, patreon.com/Pro Media Network. We'll be on there talking more Saints stuff as well. And this upcoming week, we'll cover more of the Sean Payton stuff, getting close, and hope we can get this over with. We're also going to cover some more draft stuff as well going into the rest of the week. So with that being said, I'm going to holler at y'all on the flip side. Who that to you? And I'm out.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome.
Somebody please better help. Running this thing like Elf. I thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Running like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the Sports Coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the Sports Coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
That's right, the WhoThatDaily.com, your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, even the top-flight boxing news. So if you're a Who That and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, WhoThatDaily.com is your site. The WhoThatDaily.com for the sport Who That in all of us.
Check out the Pro Shop. Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.